podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I've got a group of friends that I get together with every so often, and there's a core of probably about six or seven of us, and then there's some others that will come around every other time or so. So all told, maybe 10 or 12 people that we'll get together, meet for happy hours, or we'll go to concerts, or we'll do whatever. That's a fun group. There is one person in this group, a woman, who is a mouth kisser. And what I mean by that is I'm used to, you know, my aunt doing that, but I'm not used to a friend doing this. When she gets together with people, when she comes up, a lot of times, you know, they'll hug. I'll even hug my guy friends. We do the bro hug.
Yep,
the one
right,
arm.
The double tap on
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the one arm kind of, hey, man, you shake hands and do the one hand.
Bring it in.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Love.
So I do that, but we get this one friend, and she's a mouth kisser. So when she greets everybody, she will do a peck. And it's not on the cheek. It's not like the French style one on each side. I mean, she goes in for the...
Yeah, the real deal. Mm, the nice. Love.
And over all these years, I've never said anything about it. And it's, you know, one of those things where everybody's thinking it, but nobody wants to say anything. And then one time lately, I was talking to one other person in the group, and I just kind of brought it up. And they said, oh my God. They said, I'm so glad you said something, because I didn't want to be a creep and say something about it. Mm-hmm. But apparently several of us in the group are not comfortable with the fact that she goes for the mouth every time.
You're like, let me take care of this. I'm on a radio show. I'll bring her down.
So I think what we need to do is have our own little gathering this morning, a community get it off your chest, if you will, about the person in your life who's the mouth kisser. I would also like to, while I'm at it, bust my sister Deanne, because she's a mouth kisser also.
Is she?
And I do the thing where I feel like a jerk, but I turn my cheek because I'm not a mouth kisser.
Yeah, that's awkward.
The brother sister is weird, but as a mouth kisser myself, what's the big deal? Especially if it's a friend, and it's like you pucker up your lips so much that there's barely any.
It's a very intimate thing, though. The lip to lip.
Well, is she an open mouth kisser, or is she just a?
Does your sister tongue it?
She's never tongued. But
okay, good.
She's just a, yeah, she's a closed mouth. It might be open a millimeter.
No,
I mean,
oh, see, no, you just got to do the little peck, just like a little bird.
Little blowhole.
So I got two people in my life who are mouth kissers.
My grandma is a mouth kisser, and I can't stand it because she's also a lip licker before she does the mouth kisser.
No.
Oh,
so
she does grandma.
And you see her like at holidays, you know, coming down the line, and I'm at the end of the line. I'm starting to sweat, and I'm like, here it comes. Here it comes.
That means she has put her mouth on a bunch of other people's mouths.
That is why I hate it too, Dom. Yes, because it's multiple mouth kisses before it gets to old Jer Bear here.
Don't think when I'm with my group of friends that that doesn't cross my mind either.
Next thing you know, you got a giant cold sore thanks to your friend.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't need that. So I'm not trying.
You had to say cold sore.
Took it to a 10.
I don't know how to talk about this without feeling a little guilty, like I am pooping on someone's
parade.
No, it's
all right.
But
it's gross.
I mean, why are people mouth kissers?
But it's just a sweet little peck. You know, like Dad and I, whenever we say hello, it's just a...
You kiss your father on the lips?
I give him a little peck. You know, like
she's not alone.
Friends.
I mean, I'm not going to try to make this. I'm not going to make this sound like Emily's on an island, because there are a lot of people who do that. A lot of families who do it, and a lot of people who are appalled right now that I would even bring this up. Like, there's nothing wrong. It just shows you love your family members.
It's just a sweet little token.
I can show I love my family members without locking lips with them.
Well, you know, a cold sore really is the gift that keeps on giving. So
pass it down for generations. Look at our family tree. We got
Come here, Jeremy.
Tree of cold sores.
I got something for you.
Can you pass gingivitis that way? I don't know.
No, just the sores. Just the herpes on your face.
Don't lick their teeth.
Well, what if we allowed people to have fun this morning, and first names only? Kathleen, who's the mouth kisser?
Well, we don't have a mouth kisser in the family, but what we have is just, it's like, ooh. My brother-in-law, when he comes in to greet you and hug you, he holds the back of the women's heads, and I turn my cheek, but he goes in for a mouth kiss on other people. And it's like when he does it to my 80-year-old great aunt, it's like, ooh, don't
Why
do
does
that.
He do that?
It's so
Holding
intimate.
The head. That's
So it's like you're going in for the kiss.
That's romantic. No, like you see in like romance movies, you know, when the guy goes up and he grabs her head.
It can be romantic, but Kathleen, it almost sounds to me like he's dominating that exchange.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean it's and it's really awful to watch. It's awful to be part of it, but it's worse to watch.
He's like pulling them in, and they're pulling back, and pulling in, and pulling back.
He's whispering in your ear. He's all, just
go with it.
Just
you know you want it.
Just lie
down. Kathleen, have a great day. Oh.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
What a creeper!
Wow, he grabs the back of their head. Ugh, Mike, that's creepy, isn't it?
Yes,
it's creepy. What do you got? What do you know about a mouth kisser?
It's even more creepy when your mom tries to kiss you in the mouth.
Oh, Mom.
Come on. She just loves you, Mike.
Yeah.
No. I almost feel like it's incest almost. Don't kiss me in the mouth.
Listen, you came out of your mom's hoo-ha. She can kiss you on the lips, buddy. You've been to worse places.
God, that is bad.
Think about it.
It's almost incest. Weird.
She does it in front of your friends, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Thanks for being on the
show. Mom!
Don't we want names? Aren't we shaming these mouth kissers?
Yeah, we were supposed to do names. Somehow we lost them. Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Who is the mouth kisser?
Carrie.
Who is Carrie?
What's her deal?
Carrie's my sweet mom.
Another mom.
Oh.
She goes straight for the face when she sees myself and my husband. She goes straight for his face.
Well, the cheek is okay, but I mean, is she going for the mouth?
He goes straight for the mouth, and he like tries to dodge it left and right, and then she somehow finds it in the middle.
Oh, man. She bites his bottom lip.
Oh, he's even doing like a boxer. He's doing the weaving, the bobbing and weaving, and he can't get away.
He does, and she's like, I just can't help it. All my friends kiss on the mouth.
Yeah. Well, you can't help it.
All right, listen, thanks for calling, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So, Emily, you're going to have to represent for these people because you're the only one we know who does that.
What do you call this? Right in the kisser. I'm just doing it justice.
Although I will say quickly that I do know somebody who does the thing where they don't do the cheek and they don't go straight on the mouth. They go for the corner of the mouth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right, so where all the food is.
Deflected.
Right there on the edge. They aim for the edge so that they're not exactly mouth kissing, but they're not cheek. They're getting just a millimeter or so of lip.
You know what's usually right there in the corner? Cold sores.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.